Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jerusalem is more than a capital city. Jerusalem is the essence of what a Jew is today. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to these microphones in a moment to explain Jerusalem from a Jewish perspective.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why is the city of Jerusalem so important to the Jewish people?
Jimmy, Jerusalem is the center of the Jewish religion and cultural experience. You are well acquainted with Jewish ritual, and I remind our listeners, at almost every single holiday, in every single daily prayer, all sorts of customs, Jerusalem is there. You take Jerusalem out, and you don't have Judaism. You don't have a Jew. From the temple to belief in various levels of sanctity of the land of Israel, Passover, Seder, the festive meal, the festivals, weddings, funerals, all sorts of cycle of life events that a Jew goes through, there's always a connection to Jerusalem. Zion is the hill on which the Temple Mount was built. Jerusalem is in the Bible. It's God's chosen city. You know probably the prophets at least as much as I do, and probably a lot more. But almost every single prophet talks about the city, the walls being rebuilt. Strangers coming from afar to assist in that building. People from all around the world streaming to Jerusalem, not only Jews. So without it, we'd be more than limping in our existence. And so I think I've tried to explain to you and our listeners that this is not a matter of Washington versus Philadelphia or some other country and its capital. It's more than a capital. It's the essence of what Jewish national identity is.
Winky Medad with a very profound statement about Jerusalem and the Jewish people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Winky Medad's statement says it all about the meaning of Jerusalem for the Jewish people today. Jerusalem is God's chosen city where he will dwell among the Jewish people forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 8 says that Jerusalem is the apple of the Lord's eye. The center of the earth is also the city of Jerusalem. That's Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 5. The mount from which the word of the Lord will go forth is Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 2 and Micah chapter 4. And Jerusalem is where we on white horses will accompany Jesus when he comes back to the earth to rule and reign forever. And that's Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...